The Traveler's Journal, May 10th, with travel tips for expectant mothers. In the past, expectant mothers have been advised not to travel, but in the absence of specific complications, pregnancy need not interrupt one's travel plans. Consider the following information. First, a few in-flight tips. During the first trimester, it is wise to avoid frequent or long-distance flights. Low air pressure in the airplane cabin can reduce oxygen in the bloodstream and cause shortness of breath. If you're anemic, the airline can provide supplemental oxygen, if you give them advance notice. Low cabin humidity can cause dehydration, which may harm the placenta, so drink a lot of liquids. To prevent blood clots, stroll around the cabin every hour. Buckle your seat belt low on the pelvis. Know some carriers require a doctor's okay before they'll allow expectant mothers to fly in their third trimester. As far as vaccinations go, consult your doctor, especially during the first 3 months. After that, shots for tetanus, diphtheria, meningitis, hepatitis, and polio may be okay. Traveler's diarrhea can damage the fetus, so be vigilant about avoiding uncooked food and impure water. If you do get sick, drink lots of liquids and call your doctor. Never take antibiotics without a doctor's prescription and stay out of hot tubs and cold pools. In the tropics, malaria is always a threat to both mother and child. Chloroquine is safe and effective, but avoid insect repellents containing the chemical DEET. Travel can be okay, but it's wise to know the risks and take appropriate precautions. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, Traveler's Journal. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.